Boise's Tree Fort Music Fest is well underway, and events like Hack Fort, Story Fort, and Film Fort are part of the fun. This year, Kid Fort will once again bring concerts, crafts, and interactive events to a younger audience. New this year is an idea dreamed up by one Boise man who wants kids to put down their electronics and start building things out of cardboard. Samantha Wright reports on the debut of Fortcraft.
Travis Olson's tiny backyard is full of cardboard. There are cut-up boxes piled on the lawn, and tape is everywhere. And volunteers are cutting out pieces of a cardboard mascot for Olson's Tree Fort event, which he calls Fortcraft. Olson says the germ of an idea started over the holidays when his nephew came to visit.
One morning, as the meals were being created and we sort of needed to spend a lot of time with Harris, I just decided to make a fort with him. And we spent the entire morning just creating this little world, and it was amazing.
Olson says he's not a professional fort maker. He's a graphic designer by trade, but he grew up on a farm in the middle of North Dakota and built countless forts. It was a big part of his growing up. He says it's a very tactile thing that kids just don't do anymore.
They spend plenty of time in front of screens and tapping things, but to actually like build something out of material that has, you know, just comes out of their imagination is pretty amazing.
Olson was having coffee with a friend, and they started talking about Tree Fort, playing off the name, and asking each other why aren't kids building forts at Tree Fort. So he wrote up a one-page idea, sent it to Tree Fort, and got a yes the next day. That was 6 weeks ago. Since then, he's been gathering up all the cardboard he can find.
Mainly, I found some really good dumpsters behind furniture shops. And so I'll patrol alleys, and when you see the overflowing cardboard dumpster, that's the one you need to keep going back to because you know it'll continue to fill up every week.
He plans to take all that cardboard to Fortcraft at Tree Fort this weekend. There, kids will be invited to start building out of cardboard, tape, and chalk.
We're not going to have very many rules. It's certainly called Fortcraft, but kids can do whatever they'd want with the cardboard.
Fortcraft is new this year to Tree Fort. It will be part of Kid Fort, a series of events designed for younger festival goers. Kid Fort director Emily Williams says Kid Fort keeps getting bigger.
That's how the festival has grown, is through people like Travis, who had a really great idea, presented it, and we thought, of course, that's such a great thing. Why would we not add that into our Kid Fort programming?
She says Fortcraft will have a home next to the Kid Fort Nest stage in downtown Boise. She even plans to bring her kids to Travis Olson's creation.
He really is the poster child of what Tree Fort Music Fest aims to highlight, is people's creative passions, people's love for the arts, love for music, and then sharing that and exchanging it with other people. It's really what it's all about.
Back in Olson's backyard, Fortcraft's mascot is coming together as volunteers cut out a red cardboard banner and a black cardboard crown. The mascot is made up of boxes with a giant eyeball painted on top. He says it was a simple design and easy to build, and he hopes it inspires kids at the event. Olson says volunteers at the event will handle all the cardboard cutting for safety, and they'll offer suggestions to kids like build a suit of armor or try making a robot. But he says it's really up to them.
Anything we make is going to be great. You know, it's not about perfection. It's not about building the best fort or the perfect fort. It's your fort. I think that's more important than anything.
Fortcraft, like almost all the events at Kid Fort, is free, and it's open to the public. Olson says he hopes it becomes an annual Tree Fort event. He just hopes it doesn't rain and that he doesn't run out of cardboard. Fortcraft runs Saturday and Sunday in the parking lot of the Idaho Power Building, starting at noon each day at Kid Fort. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.